ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 14 आइडियल फैमिली लाइफ टेक्स्ट नंबर 35। देवर्ष अर्हत्सु वैसस्तु तत्र ब्रह्मात्मजादिषु राजन् यद् अग्रपूजायां मत्तपुत्रतयाच्युतः। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O King Yudhishthir, the demigods, many great sages and saints, including even the four sons of Lord Brahma, and I myself were present at your Rajasya sacrificial ceremony. But when there was a question of who should be the first person worshipped, everyone decided upon Lord Krishna, the Supreme Person. Purport: this is a reference to the Rajasuya sacrifice performed by Maharaj Yudhishthir. In that meeting, there was a great turmoil over selecting the best person to be worshipped first. Everyone decided to worship Sri Krishna. The only protest came from Shishupal, and because of his vehement opposition, he was killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So welcome all for this Sunday Bhagavatam, Saturday Bhagavatam class. So in this verse, Srila Narad Muni is recollecting the incident of Rajasuya Yajna, and as the conversation is going between Narad Muni and Maharaj Yudhishthir, they have discussed many subjects, many pastimes, Lord Narsingadev and teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, and how in household life a person should perform his duties. And earlier he had explained the duties of Brahmachari, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Sannyasis. And in this verse, Srila Narad Muni is explaining that when a householder has to perform any religious function in the house, he has to see three important aspects: desha, kala, patra, the time, where, what time this sacrifice or religious functions to be performed, what are the proper places where such sacrifices to be performed, and who should be worshipped, who is a qualified person to be worshipped in this sacrifice or religious functions. And he's establishing the fact that the Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is the ultimate worshipable person. If he is worshipped properly, then there is no need of separately worshipping any other demigods or forefathers or relatives. In the previous verse also, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that it is like watering the root of the tree. Yatha toror moola nishechanim. If someone waters at the root of the tree, then automatically all the branches, all the leaves, they are nourished properly. And similarly, Lord Krishna, who is the origin of all, sarva karana karanam, his worship, then all living entities, all demigods, they are satisfied. Tasmin tushte jagat tushta, it is also said. And in this verse, Srila Narada Muni is remembering the pastime which earlier had happened. And it appears that this conversation has taken place after Rajasvya Yajna performed by Maharaj Yudhishthir. And Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained as a cotton swab. It can be compressed to a Chatushloki Bhagavat, or it can be expanded into 18,000 verses. And it is also said that in Brahma Loka, there are over a billion verses of Bhagavata. So, of course, Brahmaji can keep reciting. He has so much time. His life is also, we cannot imagine, so many millions and trillions of years. But we find difficulty even studying 18,000 verses of Bhagavatam. And in this, there are incidences of different pastimes. Sometimes Srila Narada Muni or Maitreya Muni, they are just touching upon some points which were elaborately explained at some other place. So these are like different threads going here and there. And he's remembering that incident. And at that time when Maharaj Yudhishthir wanted to perform Rajasvya Yajna, and he invited Lord Krishna to come there. He invited many great personalities, demigods from different planets. Lord Brahma had come, Lord Shiva, Narada Muni was also present at time. And that time Lord Krishna, he went to Uddhava to ask what is to be done. Uddhava was Lord Krishna's cousin brother, and many times Lord Krishna took counsel from him, counseling from Uddhava. When Lord Krishna took from him, so Uddhava explained that there is Jarasandha, who is a very, very powerful king, and he is one opponent to Maharaj Yudhishthir. So if you have to decide between Rajasvya Yajna and killing of Jarasandha, then you should first kill him. And he told that Bhima would be the best match for Jarasandha. And he will kill Jarasandha. And he could tell exactly. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad explains that Uddhava, it appears that Uddhava had learned this astrology, what is going to happen? Jyotiryak, something, some Shastra. And therefore he could exactly tell that who will kill Jarasandha. And as we know that Bhima, Arjuna and Krishna, they go as disguised as Brahmanas, and they, means of course, Bhima, he fights with Jarasandha and ultimately he kills Jarasandha. And later they go to Maharaj Yudhishthir, where he was performing this Rajasvya sacrifice. And what was the purpose of performing that sacrifice? Maharaj Yudhishthir did not want that sacrifice to be performed for himself, but he wanted to show that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And for that purpose, he wanted to perform that sacrifice. And he appoints some Brahmanas, Bharadvaj Muni, Gautam Muni, Vasishtha Muni, as a chief priest for this sacrifice. And when there was a time for deciding who should be given the first worship, so at that time, they asked Sahadev, one of the Pandavas, who should be the best person to be worshipped. So he explains that Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he should be given that honor because he is the cause of all causes. And he directs everyone as super soul. So everyone unanimously agreed to worship Lord Krishna. And Maharaj Yudhishthir washes the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And then he sprinkles that water on his head and on the heads of his brothers, wives, ministers and all other relatives. And in the assembly, he had invited even Dhritarashtra, Bhishma, Duryodhan and Shishupal. So when Lord Krishna was given that honor, Shishupal was getting infuriated with envy, and he was not able to tolerate. He was just waiting for the moment to insult Lord Krishna. And earlier also he had done several occasions, but he had not crossed his limit. But at this time he just could not tolerate. It was very difficult for him to control his speech. And he started rebuking all other elderly people in the assembly first. And then later he started blaspheming Lord Krishna. He was so much covered over that he forgot everything. His intelligence was totally covered up. He could not see very clearly. Of course, we know that Shishupal, Dantavakra, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, Kumbhakarna, they were in their original position as Jay and Vijay, the doorkeepers in the Vaikuntha Loka. And because of small offense towards the four Kumaras, they fell down from that position. And they had a choice. whether to fall as the demigods for six births or as demons for three births. So they could have chosen to fall down in a very dignified way as demigods. But they were thinking that six births is a long time. We cannot wait as demigods for six births. As demigods, they have long lifespan, and for six births, it's very difficult to tolerate that separation. So they decided to take births as demons, three births, so that they become such powerful demons and get killed by the hands of the Supreme Lord. And then ultimately they will be liberated from that condition. So earlier they had appeared as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, which represent, means these six anarthas are represented by these six demons. Hiranyakashipu represents the anartha of pride. Hiranyaksha represents the anartha of greed. Ravana represents the anartha of lust. Kumbhakarna, the anartha of illusion. Dantavakra, the anartha of anger. And Shishupal, the anartha of envy. And it is said that all other anarthas can be total in Lord Krishna's service. Somebody wants to become angry, then he can become angry against those who blaspheme Lord Krishna or against the Mayavadis, because they try to decry the personality of the Supreme Lord. Somebody wants to become greedy, then he can become greedy to serve Lord Krishna. But it is said that envy cannot be used in Krishna's service. There is no position for envy in the spiritual world. And it is said that this is the root of all other anarthas. If one has envy within the heart, then all other anarthas also, this, they come up automatically. And that is one of the reasons why the living entity has fallen in this material world. Icha dvesha samuttena dvandva mohena bharta sarvabhutani sammoham sarge yanti param tapa. They said that because of this desire and hate, one is born into this illusion, dualities of this material world, he is suffering. And this anartha was so powerful in the personality of Shishupal that he could not see. The most obvious things he could not see, because he was covered over. And that is the way everyone is tuned, or how one looks at the things. Someone can look at the good qualities of a person, or someone can point out the defects of a person. It is a way how one looks at the thing. And if one is not careful, then one can get misled because of inattention. And he may not achieve his perfection of life. In America, there was some group of scientists, psychologists. They performed some experiment. They had a group of some students, psychologists, they were studying. And they had taken the video of one basketball team. Two teams were there. One team was wearing white shirts and other team was wearing black shirts. And they were showing that film to these people. And they told them to observe how many times white players, they pass the ball from one person to another. And in that film, in the middle of the film, one lady dresses as gorilla and comes in between two teams and makes some gestures and she goes away. And later on, they ask the people, those who are observing, how many of them they saw this lady wearing a gorilla suit. 50% of them, they said that they did not see her. Although it was in front of their eyes, but still they did not see. Later on, again they showed the same film. And they were amazed how they couldn't see. The same film they were watching, but they were so much engrossed in watching how the white players are passing ball from one person to another that they did not see what was next to them. So it shows that this term they call as inattentional blindness. That blindness arising because of inattention. Things are there in front of their eyes, but they're not attentive. Therefore, they could not see. So, there has been a lot of research going on in this area, how one looks at the thing. And the same thing can be seen in a different way. Even the scriptures are given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how one interprets, depending upon that, one can create a separate sampradaya. He can, from the same verses of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, he can interpret in a different way and has his own followings. And that's how the deviations take place. So therefore, when we study under the guidance of bona fide spiritual masters, those who are coming in proper disciplic succession, then we get the real knowledge. Because it is very difficult to understand from just studying the scriptures. Just by studying the scriptures, one may not come to the right conclusion. Therefore, the authority of the spiritual master is so important, who explains how to look at the things properly. Therefore, we say that Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshur Unmilitam. He opens our eyes. We are born in the darkest of ignorance. And in the darkness, we cannot see the things clearly. Anything we cannot see. But spiritual master opens our eyes. And then, how he opens? By the torchlight of the knowledge. And then we can see the things properly. So therefore, it is very important to accept the authority of the spiritual master, who is a bona fide spiritual master, coming in a proper disciplic succession. Who gives us the right knowledge? Who explains us how to look at the things properly? Darshan. Otherwise, there are so many authorities of the scriptures. Six ways of looking at the things. Shad Darshan. Different authorities, they look at the same things in a different way. So, therefore, we have to see things as they are. And Lord Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita how to look at the things. A person who is situated in the mode of goodness, he sees all living entities as the spirit souls. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihasin Shuni Chaiva Shopake Cha Pandita Samadarshan. Who is a real Pandit or who is a real learned Brahman who sees equality in all living entities? Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, the humble sage, by virtue of knowledge, sees the equality between even in the dog, dog eater, elephant, or a brahmana. So, when someone trains his eyes to see in that way, then one will not be mistaken. Otherwise, we will see from the external point of view. We will see that, oh, he is an American Vaishnava. Or he is European Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada explains that that is not the proper. Once somebody has taken the process of chanting the holy name, he has taken the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then he is a Vaishnava. One has to see in that perspective. And Srila Prabhupada also, when he was preaching, that time he faced that opposition. People were criticizing him that you are making Americans as Vaishnavas or Europeans as Vaishnavas. They are not qualified. But Srila Prabhupada had a different way of looking at the things. He saw them as spirit souls and engaged into devotional service with all sincerity. And it's a big revolution in itself to take that step. And Srila Prabhupada even quotes Srila Advaita Acharya. Because Srila Advaita Acharya, he was none other than Sadashiv incarnation or Mahavishnu incarnation. He was one of the Panchatattvas. Lord Chaitanya had expanded into five. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarukkam Bhakta Avataram Bhakta Akhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So Srila Advaita Acharya, when he was staying at Shantipur, that time Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he had come there. Because earlier Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur faced some opposition or some criticism from Gopal Chakravarti. He offended Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. And because of such offense, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he did not take any offense. He forgave. But Gopal Chakravarti, he developed leprosy. And he lost his beautiful nose and fingers. And later he repented. But then Srila Haridas Thakur, he went to Shantipur. And he made Srila Advaita Acharya. And Srila Advaita Acharya was also very happy to receive Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. And he made a small cave-like home near on the banks of the Ganges. There he was staying, he was doing his bhajan, and they were discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was treating, Srila Advaita Acharya was treating him as a very exalted Brahman. And as we know that Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family. But he was attached to chanting the holy name constantly. Continuously he was chanting the holy name. And Srila Advaita Acharya, he could understand that he is best amongst all the Brahmanas. And at that time, the caste system was so strong. There were many smart Brahmanas, strict followers, Brahmanas. They were seeing everything, whether everything is done properly, somebody is born in a particular family. They were quite rigid in that sense. So Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur was little bit worried, that he told once Srila Advaita Acharya that you are offering me so much worship, you are giving me so much respect, I am little worried about this, because there are many other people, they should not put you in difficulty. That was his worry. So he understood that Srila Haridas Thakur is the best person. He said that you are equal to 10 million Brahmanas, and you are the best among all. And at one time there was Shraddha ceremony in the house of Srila Advaita Acharya, and that Shraddha Patra had to be offered to the best Brahmana. And at that time he chose Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur to be the recipient of that Shraddha Patra. So it was a big big decision, because he was Srila Advaita Acharya. There were so many other learned Brahmanas around him. He was in that circle, and he was going out of his way to give that honor to Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur at that time. So, but still, he did not care for anyone. He offered that Shraddha Patra to Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. And of course, there was criticism for him also. And Srila Prabhupada writes that still today also, there are some sect of people, they criticize Advaita Acharya for this. And they burn his images. So they are committing such great offense towards the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. And why is called as Acharya? Because he had that desire, sincere desire, of delivering all the fallen conditioned souls in this material world. That is always consciousness. That is performing all his devotional routine activities. But he wants that all living entities to be delivered. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that it is because of the prayers of Srila Advaita Acharya and Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur that Lord Krishna decided to descend as a Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver the fallen conditioned souls in this Kali Yuga. So, the acharyas or the great devotees, Mahabhagavat, they see things as they are very clearly. And they guide us also. They give us some direction, some instruction. It may appear difficult. But if someone carefully follows that instruction, then one can become the greatest or elevated Vaishnava. Because there is potency in the instructions of the great acharyas, great devotees, pure devotees. They give certain instruction. They see in a different way. They have a different vision to look at the things. We may see in a conditioned state, defective, our vision is defective. We make so many mistakes. Even things are in front of our eyes, but still we don't see. But the pure devotees of the Lord, the Mahabhagavat, they see in a different way. And here, Srila Narad Muni is narrating that incident. Because Srila Narad Muni is interested in through those topics which are connected with Lord Krishna. He is not just like talking for the sake of talking or discussing something. Okay, now let us discuss something. Some talk going on. There is no value in that. But he is a Paramahansa. He extracts the conclusive truths. Even discussing among the pastime, there otherwise we can discuss about so many demigods, what they are doing in different planets, how they are controlling. But he is saying, no, what is connected with Lord Krishna, he is interested in that. So that should be the focus. And then when Lord Krishna is in the focus, then everything becomes very clear. And then he explained that Shishupal, who was blaspheming Lord Krishna so many ways, and at that time Pandavas, they became very angry. They could not tolerate. Some of the respectable people, they left from their assembly because they were thinking that now offenses are taking place, better leave this place. That is the first stage. Somebody is criticizing someone or committing offense. If you are not able to defend, it is better to leave that place to save yourself. So some of the people, they left from that place. But Pandavas, Bhima, they were very angry. They raised their weapons to kill Shishupal. But Krishna told them that just wait. Because Krishna was counting. And when he crossed the limit, then Krishna sent his Sudarshan disc and cut the head of Shishupal. And when he was dead, the spark, the spirit soul from his body, it came out from his body and merged in the body of Lord Krishna. And acharyas explain that they give exactly what happened, what exactly happens when the demons die at the hands of Lord Krishna. Somebody may speculate, oh, they merge in the body, or they merge in someone impersonal, Brahman or something. But acharyas explain what happened exactly to the spirit soul. They can see everything clearly. All the demons, those who got they got killed from the hands of the Supreme Lord, they achieve particular type of liberation. Kansa, Ravana, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, they all got liberated actually in one sense. And here it is said that Shishupal, who was blaspheming Lord Krishna, he merged in the body of Lord. So it is our acharyas explained that he first achieved Sayujya Mukti, And then he achieved Sarupya Mukti. He first merged. But later, he got reinstated in his original position as one of the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha Loka. So, it is very important to see everything clearly. What is, how to see from the scriptural point of view. Shastra Chakshu. From the eyes of the scriptures. One has to see. And then things will become clear. Otherwise, somebody may read Bhagavad Gita. And although Lord Krishna is saying so many times that you worship me, man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskar, worship me, offer obeisances to me, but still somebody may interpret that it is not Krishna but unborn within Krishna. Somebody can interpret in that way. But that is not the right conclusion. So therefore, if you have to get the right meaning or you have to arrive at the right conclusion, then one has to learn from the bona fide spiritual master. Then things will become clear. And what are the instructions? In this Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Parampara, what are the instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the acharyas following in that parampara? They have given the simple formula to achieve the perfection of life. To chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because in Kali Yuga there are so many faults. Kale Dosha Nidhe Rajan. This Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. We commit so many offenses also. One has to be very careful that one should not judge someone from the external appearance. Somebody may appear a particular way, defective. But Srila Rupa Goswami has warned us that we should not see a Vaishnava from the material point of view. He may be physically handicapped, or there may be some defects. He may be born in a different family or something. But these are the external appearances. Srila Rupa Goswami explains that just like the water of the Ganges does not become contaminated. Similarly, although in the rainy season it may appear that there are bubbles and foam, it becomes muddy. But the Ganges water is always pure. Similarly, the Vaishnavas also, there may be some physical defects, or somebody may not be expert in a particular way. Somebody may be having some deficiencies. But we should not see those faults. One has to overcome that looking at the Vaishnava defective way. Because since Krishna has accepted him, one should know that we should not criticize such person, we should not find faults in that person. Otherwise, if we find faults in another person, then Krishna will see so many faults in us. Already there are so many faults in us. And Krishna has to take count of everything, then we don't have any hope. But when somebody is very careful of this Vaishnava Aparad and sincerely chants the holy name, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because the Hare Krishna Mahamantra has the power to eradicate all these anarthas within the heart. In fact, it is said that one name, even the glimpse of the holy name, Namabhas, has the potency to eradicate all the sinful reactions of the past sinful activities which we have committed. And that we can see in the case of Ajamil. That Ajamil, he had committed so many sinful activities, but still, just by chanting the name of Narayan, he chanted in helpless state. And although he was calling to his son Narayan, but still he was chanting the name of Lord Narayan, and which had such power that he was chanting on the stage of Namabhas. And because of that chanting, all his previous sinful reactions had become purified. So therefore, that is the power of the holy name. That is the next level. First level is Namaprat. We chant the holy name with so many offenses. And another important point Srila Haridas Thakur explains in Harinam Chintamani is that to be inattentive while chanting, that is another offense which leads to all other offenses. Because when somebody is chanting the holy name, Lord Krishna is there in front of us. Because Krishna's name and Lord Krishna, they are not different. But if we are inattentive, then we will not see Lord Krishna. Although Lord Krishna is present every time we chant the holy name, but still because if we are inattention, Krishna will not be visible. But what is the remedy for that? To chant with more eagerness. To continuously chant the holy name. That way, all our anarthas from within the heart will become purified. And we'll be able to see everything very clearly. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्री प्रभुपाद की।